Hey everyone, we're kicking off 2024 with an episode of Sneedcast Industry Update. You know, our series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you that have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes, but for those of you that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coding, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from McDonald's preparing to launch Cosmix, to Danone making the effort to combat and reduce methane emissions, to Elopak announcing its first U.S. manufacturing plant, and finally, Agriculture Innovations receiving $9 billion in investments. So, starting off, McDonald's is experimenting with Cosmix, a new restaurant format targeting afternoon snackers and competing with Starbucks and Dunkin'. This is a $100 billion category that's growing faster than the rest of casual dining and with superior margins, and it's a space that we believe we have the right to win, says McDonald's president and CEO Chris Kempczinski. The company will open 10 Cosmix restaurants in the first half of this year, primarily in Texas, lucky us, studying results at least a year before expanding. McDonald's ambitious expansion plan aims to open 10,000 restaurants worldwide in the next 4 years, reaching a total of 50,000 restaurants, an unprecedented growth pace. The expansion includes 900 new stores in the U.S., 1,900 in international markets, and an additional 7,000 stores in international markets operated by licensees with a significant focus on China. Cosmix is designed to fill the mid-afternoon sales slump with customizable drinks and treats. The complexity of drinks like a churro frappe or a turmeric latte make it impossible to fit it into existing restaurants. McDonald's addresses the growth in delivery demand, emphasizing the need to get restaurant locations closer to customers for faster and hotter food delivery. Not everybody wants delivery every single meal. Sometimes they want to go to the restaurant with their family, says Chris Kempczinski. McDonald's considers dedicated pickup areas for delivery drivers, but stresses the importance of opening actual restaurants and not just delivery-only kitchens. McDonald's announced a multi-year partnership with Google Cloud to move restaurant computations into the cloud for faster services and optimized operations. The new system will enhance menu recommendations and help managers optimize staffing based on demand. McDonald's Chief Financial Officer, Ian Borden, expresses confidence in investing in new stores and technology due to strong performance, with nearly 9% worldwide same-store sales growth in Q3. The focus remains on core menu items like quarter pounders and fries, which contribute to 65% of system-wide sales. McDonald's plans to introduce improved burgers with softer, freshly toasted buns, meltier cheese, and more Big Mac sauce by the end of 2024 in the U.S., and most other markets by the end of 2025. Chicken sales have reached $25 billion annually, and McDonald's aims to introduce its McCrispy chicken sandwich to nearly all global markets by 2025. McDonald's sees significant opportunities to grow coffee sales and promote the McCafe brand globally. It's safe to say that McDonald's lovers are going to be loving it whenever Cosmix comes into the picture. But for now, let's talk about reducing our global methane emissions. Danone, a global food industry leader, has forged a strategic partnership with the Global Methane Hub, also known as GMH, to actively combat and reduce methane emissions with a specific focus on the agricultural sector. The Enteric Fermentation R&D Accelerator, a groundbreaking initiative coordinated by GMH, has successfully secured an impressive $200 million in funding. This accelerator is dedicated to extensive research and innovation, primarily focusing on enteric methane, a significant component of livestock digestion. The primary goal is to invest in breakthrough research areas such as feed additives, plant and animal genetics, methane vaccines, and accessible measurement technologies. These investments aim to provide scalable and practical solutions for livestock farmers globally, emphasizing the urgency to address methane emissions. Danone takes a pioneering role as the inaugural corporate funder of the accelerator, showcasing its commitment to sustainability and environmental responsibility. This collaboration positions Danone at the forefront of efforts to develop innovative and practical solutions for mitigating methane emissions. The company's involvement underscores the recognition of the agricultural sector's impact on methane emissions and the necessity for collaborative cross-sectoral initiatives. In addition to financial contributions, Danone will collaborate with GMH to develop a methane accounting and feed optimization decision support tool. This tool will initially involve smallholder dairy farms in North Africa, starting with a pilot program in Morocco encompassing 1,000 farmers. The tool's objective is to assist farm advisors in formulating dairy diets based on regional available feed, emphasizing well-defined feed quality standards. This innovative approach aims to demonstrate the direct benefits of enhanced livestock nutrition, including increased productivity, higher farm income, and notably reduced methane emissions. Dairy production from cattle contributes significantly to methane emissions, accounting for an estimated 8% of total human-caused methane emissions globally. Agriculture and livestock activities collectively contribute approximately 40% of global methane emissions. The project's overarching goal is to showcase the immediate positive impact on the climate by reducing methane emissions. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as IPCC, recognizes that addressing methane emissions, particularly from agriculture, can yield substantial benefit for climate change mitigation. Marcelo Mena, CEO of the Global Methane Hub, emphasizes agriculture's pivotal role in methane reduction efforts, citing that 70% of agriculture-driven methane emissions arise from enteric fermentation. This collaboration, backed by substantial investments from philanthropy, governments, and the private sector, aims to accelerate progress in developing practical, innovative solutions. Antoine de Saint-Afrique, CEO of Danin, underscores the significance of methane reduction for climate sustainability, the resilience of food systems, and the livelihoods of farming communities. He emphasizes the need for collaborative efforts to create, test, and implement impactful solutions for methane reduction on a global scale. The collaboration not only signals a commitment to sustainable practices in the food industry, but also underscores the urgency of addressing methane emissions from livestock, highlighting the potential for scalable solutions with far-reach environmental and agriculture impacts. Moving on, we'll be talking about how Elopak, a packaging solutions provider, unfolds plans for its inaugural U.S. production plant. Strategically located in Little Rock, Arkansas, the facility aims to integrate state-of-the-art technology, emphasizing efficiency and advanced capabilities. The primary focus of the plant will be the production of PurePak cartons, versatile packaging that's sustainable for liquid, dairy, juices, plant-based products, and liquid eggs. The timeframe for the production is set to commence in the first half of 2025, marking a significant milestone in Elopak's expansion strategy in the U.S. The company's commitment to the region is underscored by a substantial investment totaling approximately $70 million, covering essential components such as land, building infrastructure, and cutting-edge equipment. Notably, the decision to fully finance the plant on the balance sheet rather than opting for leasing reflects Elopak's confidence in the economic viability of the venture. An additional allocation of $5 million towards optimizing the project scope demonstrates a proactive approach to support long-term growth objectives. Elopak's proactive engagement with existing customers in the region, as evidenced by signed contracts since the June of 2023 investment announcement, reinforces a sound financial basis for the project. The economic profitability of the endeavor favored a comprehensive financial approach, with the nominal cost of the investment recognized on the balance sheet, thus increasing the reported investment by approximately $15 million. The establishment of the new plant is expected to have a positive impact on the local economy by generating over 100 permanent jobs. Job roles will vary, but are not limited to engineers, printers, operators, logistics specialists, and support groups, contributing to both employment and skill development in the region. Elopak's CEO, Thomas Cormendi, provides a strategic perspective characterizing the U.S. plant as the company's first converting plant in the country, marking a milestone in its expansion strategy. Cormendi highlights the significance of the North American market, positioning it as a key element for future growth. The CEO expresses enthusiasm about expanding Elopak's presence in the region and extends gratitude to all involved parties for enabling the next step in the North American growth journey. Congratulations to Elopak on their newest manufacturing plant and well wishes in all their future endeavors. And we're down to our last story. The Agriculture Innovation Mission, also known as AIM, for Climate, a collaboration between the United States and the United Arab Emirates, declared an additional $9 billion in funding for agriculture innovations on the sidelines of the UN climate talks in Dubai. AIM now boasts a total investment of $17 billion specifically dedicated to agriculture and food system innovations. Food systems, covering the processes from production to disposal, contribute significantly to greenhouse gas emissions, constituting about one-third of global emissions. The annual conference of the parties, also known as COP28, emphasizes agriculture's role in climate change, recognizing its impact on achieving the Paris Agreement's target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. UAE Minister for Climate and the Environment, Maryam Almeri, emphasized the crucial role of addressing the food and agriculture sector in achieving the 1.5 degree target, stating, "We would not be able to reach 1.5 degrees if we don't fix our food and agriculture sector. Mario Herrero, a Cornell University professor, acknowledges the announced funding as a promising start. However, he raises concerns about accountability and the potential for greenwashing, emphasizing the need to monitor whether the projects deliver on their promises. Previous AIM initiatives, including a $500 million agri-processing plant in Nigeria, the restoration of degraded pasture land in Brazil, and research on reducing synthetic nitrogen. New projects funded by AIM cover diverse areas, including a $500 million action agenda on regenerative agriculture, targeting techniques to lower emissions. Projects extend to food manufacturing, processing, animal feed, and fertilizer. Futuristic endeavors involve developing microbes for carbon storage in soil and utilizing food-safe industrial waste to produce microalgae for oyster growth. Many projects are directed at middle and low-income countries, recognizing the need for technology support in these regions to combat climate change. While none of these projects explicitly focus on reducing consumption, the emphasis is on helping low- and middle-income countries adapt to climate change while simultaneously mitigating emissions from their agricultural practices. So guys, this special episode of SneedPak Industry Update is sponsored by our latest innovation, SneedPak VFFS machines. Dive into a world of possibilities as these machines are expertly crafted to handle a diverse range of materials. Whether it's powders like curry, matcha, and protein, or solids like coffee beans, tea, snacks, and nuts, to liquids such as water, milk, and juice, and even semi-fluids like jam, ketchup, honey, and more, the SneedPak VFFS models have you covered. Rather than relying on inconsistently formed, filled, and sealed packages, you can now switch to a SneedPak VFFS machine. Depending on your chosen model, you can achieve perfection in packaging for 5 to 15, 5 to 25, or 30 to 60 products. Experience uninterrupted operation with SneedPak VFFS machines constructed from top-notch materials to guarantee minimal downtime. Say goodbye to constant adjustments and configuration uploads and streamline your process effortlessly with our VFFS machines. Like always, make sure to stay tuned for our next episode of SneedCast Industry Update. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content, and let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, guys.